USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We have Oregon's first case of the COVID-19 coronavirus.
That's Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Health officials there, in California and in Washington State, are worrying about the coronavirus after states are now reporting presumptive cases of three people who've been infected by unknown means. The patients, including a high school student in Washington and an elementary school worker in Oregon, had no known close contact with a traveler or infected person. There are two similar cases in California. A 65-year-old woman who lives in Santa Clara County, just south of San Francisco. Dr. Sarah Cody is the director of the Santa Clara County Health Department.
The individual is an adult woman with chronic health conditions who is hospitalized for difficulty breathing.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Exit polls show former Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner of the South Carolina primary, winning over 50% of the vote.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, South Carolina!
According to CNN, 56% of the electorate in South Carolina is black, which could have helped propel Biden's win. Bernie Sanders' campaign is commanding a strong second-place finish, and former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg came in third. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar trailed behind. A federal appeals court in Washington ruled that former White House counsel Don McGahn doesn't have to comply with a House subpoena to testify. The opinion curtails Congress's ability to force members of the executive branch to appear before committees for questioning. The court's opinion overturned a lower court's decision in November that McGahn must testify in the House's impeachment investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More than 200 people in Iran, a figure six times higher than officials are stating, have reportedly been killed by the coronavirus. The government has still refused to impose quarantines. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is not equipped to deal with the outbreak of the coronavirus.
Their healthcare infrastructure is not robust, and to date, their willingness to share information about what's really going on inside of the Islamic of Iran has not been robust.
The Secretary of State testifying before the House Foreign Relations Committee, at least 245 people in Iran have the virus and 26 have died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The soldier who was acquitted for murdering a teenage Islamic State fighter is now speaking out. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL charged and acquitted of murdering an ISIS prisoner in 2017, speaks this Sunday on 60 Minutes on why he was wrong to pose for photos with the wounded prisoner.
It's wrong. I'll say it's wrong now. I definitely learned my lesson. It's distasteful.
He also told the interviewer he had no sympathy for the enemy. The case jumped to the forefront when President Donald Trump intervened on his behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.